All right, here we go. So we are up to the final webinar workshop. So this is a quick review of everything that we have covered. Okay, so webinar workshop number one, I gave you a high converting template in which you had to add your own photos, text, copy. From that point on, we went to webinar workshop number two, where we focus on recording your webinar using a high quality mic. Audio is the most important. Recording the screen using Camtasia or Debut for PC. And then finally, last week went into hosting your webinar. I use Lead Pages. I use one of the webinar pages, and I showed the presentation of how to get it up on there. So now that you have the webinar ready for others to see it, we're going to go into the final workshop, which is launching the webinar out into the world. And this one's going to be pretty brief because I just want to get into the basics of testing out your webinar, getting some traction, getting some conversions, and then most importantly, automating it. So it turns into an automating sales machine. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that your webinar converts on a very small scale. So you want to, number one, test it. The best way to test it is to send it to 10 people, preferably 10 people that don't know who you are. So a webinar that converts over 20% is a well-converting webinar, okay? So very simple. You send it to 10 people on your list, people that follow you, people on Facebook, on Instagram. And out of those 10 people, if three or more people enter their information into your WooFoo form, then that's a good webinar, okay? So that's always a rule of thumb. So if you send it to 10 people, if three or more convert, then you're on your way, okay? Obviously, the more the better, but that's like the low point. If you send it to 10 people, nobody fills out the application, then unfortunately, you have to go back to the drawing board and redo your webinar. So many times, it is having to bring on a new template, okay? Because like I've done, I would say, close to 100 webinars since 2012, and I was into a habit of doing them every single week for a long period of time. I found that it was more about my vocal tonality and the audio that got the webinar to convert as opposed to the slides. So if you're going to improve your conversions, I would recommend just to improve the vocal, right? Your voice over the PowerPoint slides as opposed to revamping the slides, okay? So I found that I used the same slides over and over, but there was one of them where like I was so confident, I really was in a place where every single word just fell into place, and that one converted the best. So if you're not getting conversions with your webinar, you want to go into redoing the voice, okay? If the audio, you can't redo that, go back and then fix the slides, okay? So again, you want to test your webinar with 10 people. If 3 out of 10 click on the WooFoo link, take the call to action, then it's a good webinar, okay? The second way to test your webinar is a live event, okay? This is a bit harder, but it's really getting a bunch of people together to watch it at a specific time and date, okay? This is good if you have a lot of followers, if you have a big email list, right? So I wouldn't suggest this unless you have a decent amount of people that you could bring along together. So I typically do it for like a week, okay? So let's say, for example, if I'm having my webinar Thursday at 2 o'clock, so every single day of the week, I'm hyping people up to watch the webinar. So, hey guys, I'm doing a special weight loss webinar, how to lose 13 pounds in 2 weeks safely and permanently, is just for you busy moms. And it's taking place Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Okay, I'm gonna send you the link when the webinar comes out. We'll watch it together and I'll teach you live and answer your questions while we're on the line, okay? So this creates more of like excitement, right? If you have a lot of followers, you could really organize them to show up on this specific date. And at the same time, it allows you to get firsthand information, you know, because you're going to be actually answering questions. You're going to be on there finding out their pains, finding out like also when people leave, because this is a good level of testing and something you could only know if you are live on the webinar. So let's say I'm there Thursday at 2 o'clock and I see there's 10 people on there. Awesome. 10 people show up. But then around the 20 minute mark, 5 of those people leave. So whatever I did at the 20 minute mark means that it rejected the people. They became repelled because there was something that I said or did at that point to turn them off. So then I can know that what I have to go back and see, like, what did I do at that point in the PowerPoint presentation that pushed people away? That's to really be analytical and test. So to do a live event one, you simply would host it on a lead page. And then there's an app called Chatroll. So if you had lead pages, the webinar pages come with Chatroll, but you could just Google Chatroll and a special app will come up that allow you to create kind of like an AOL Instant Messenger group chat. So it's kind of like a Facebook group where everyone's on there. You could chat in real time. And the cool thing about that is basically it creates a live element. But for that, let's say if I'm doing it on Thursday, I send an email out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday an hour before. You know, kind of like the same way I do this webinar, right? So this is a webinar. It's a workshop that I do with you guys every Thursday. So I send a reminder, and then an hour before I send a reminder. So people always forget. So if you're doing a live event, you want to get a whole bunch of people there, send as many reminders as possible, okay? And the cool thing about a live event is also once you get the recording of it, you can also promote the replay. Here's a live event I did. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to do a live chat with me, but here's a replay to promote to other people, okay? So those are the two types of launches, right? A simple holding it on a lead page and just emailing it to people, or having a live event and having everyone come. They both have their pros and cons, but if you don't have a big list, I don't recommend doing the live event, okay? So let's say, for example, you hit a home run, your webinar converts well, 10 people saw it and 5 of them hit the call to action. That's a good webinar. So now you want to get into automating the webinar, okay? So I use a program called Stealth Seminar. It's a webinar automation platform. What it does, it creates a whole live essence where they set up like a registration page for you and they have like kind of like a fake audience where basically whenever your webinar is playing, it's an automated webinar that plays every hour. So like I have my high converting webinars hosted on Stealth right now. So right now, let's say it's 2:11. It'll say that the next webinar is playing at 3 o'clock. So the person registers, okay, webinar is starting in 30 minutes. When they go on, 30 minutes, they have like 70 people of an audience. And then it's like, hey, you know, it's a live webinar. So people have a higher value when they feel something's live, because it's that urgency of missing out. It's an urgency of like, man, he might drop some knowledge that I'll never get ever again, okay? But I only put my webinar on Stealth if it converts well. Like I said, 50% of people hit the call to action. So the cool thing about Stealth is the fact that they have a whole team of customer service people that do everything for you. It's like a monthly fee, and I think they even have like a trial. I'll put a link to get like a trial with them. And very simply, you just go on there and you say, well, here's my webinar. I want you to host it automated live. And they do everything for you. They set up like the registration page. They set up like the autoresponders. They set up like what time you want it to play. But the cool thing about Stealth is the fact that they have a ton of analytics. So like the kind of stuff that I said, like if you send it to 10 people, how many people watch? How many people hit the call to action? When do they drop off? So let's say if you do a 30-minute webinar, it gives you all the data and analytics. So let's say, for example, if you had 50 people go onto your webinar, it'll say out of the 50 people, how many people hit the call to action, AKA filled out a WooFoo form? How many people stayed till the end? When people dropped off, at what point in the webinar did they drop off? Because all this data is gonna help you and improve your conversions, okay? Because it's not easy to have a super high converting webinar on the first shot, right? I couldn't do it. Took me years to get there myself, right? I'm trying to get you to the fast paced way by giving you a high converting template, giving you a framework, giving you just a lot of stuff that will save you time and energy. But just know that you're not going to know anything until you test it. Okay. So it's better to test on a small scale than to test on a larger scale, which in turn, obviously, you could take a big risk, you know? So let's say your webinar is kicking ass, it's converting, you have it on stealth, it plays every single hour on the hour. There's like a fake audience of people that are helping to build up the urgency. And you're seeing like, wow, this is a good conversion. So now the next step is sending traffic to your webinar. So what I would then do is create either a Facebook ad or a Bing ad, any type of cold traffic, right? Google ads, doesn't matter, of your target market, sending them to the webinar, okay? So what I did was once I got my webinar to convert really well, I put it on Stealth Seminar. So it plays every hour. They set up like a registration page. They have an autoresponder. They send out the replay. They do everything for you. So now what I do is I create a Facebook ad. My target market's busy moms. So I'm focused on busy moms on their newsfeed. Hey, I'm doing a special presentation to help you lose 13 pounds in 2 weeks. So this webinar is playing 24/7. So woman's on Facebook. She sees the ad, clicks on it. When she clicks on it, she goes into Stealth Seminar where there's a live webinar playing every hour on the hour. So many of you came into my world through my automated webinar, right? Because that's exactly what I did. My webinar converted well. I've tested it. I put it on Facebook. You must have saw a Facebook ad. You clicked on the Facebook ad. It brought you to my webinar. You're like, wow, how convenient. It's playing in the next 20 minutes. I got to watch this. It's a sign. You watch it. There's a crowd of people. There's interaction. You can ask questions, right? And the cool thing is like when you ask a question on Stealth Seminar, what they do is they email the person who hosts the webinar. So I would get an email so I could respond back. So they could be like, wow, this guy's legit, you know? Because people want to know, is this real? Are you actually there? So on and so forth. So once again, it's a step-by-step process, right? So this workshop is going to be very, very brief because the whole launch is your ability to improve your conversion. So it all starts with number one, test it by sending it to 10 people. Anything more than 30% is good. So if 3 out of 10 convert, good job. You're on the right track. If not, go back to the drawing board, work on your template, focus on the audio first, re-record it because the template's probably cool, but your audio is not showing enough conviction, enough confidence. You're not in a good state. I always record my webinars first thing in the morning. So I have some caffeine in me. My brain is sharp. I'm focused. I'm standing up. I'm in super high energy. All right. So I'm on point. So I'll never do a webinar if it's like 7, 8 o'clock at night because people could feel the energy, right? Because the energy and the confidence and the certainty is everything on a webinar, right? So focus on that first. And then if you're finding that your energy is awesome, you're on point, then it's still not converting, then it's something within your slides. Maybe the quality is not that good. Maybe one of your secrets is not that much of a secret. Maybe it's not that believable, okay? Go back. You know what you got to do. It's a process. Once you get it right, you master it, okay? So once you have the tests of 10 people good, then you want to do a live event, right? Get your email list, go have your Facebook followers. If you have a Facebook group, get them all together. Hey, we're doing a webinar Thursday at 2 o'clock, all right? Whatever time you want to do, think about your target market. When are they the most free? When are they the most available? Okay, do a live one and get a chat roll box to speak to everyone on there. Finally, you do a live event. Let's say 30 people show up. And out of those 30, 15 people sign up to your WooFoo form. Okay? That's an awesome webinar. Then you want to go into Stealth Seminar and you want to automate that baby. Very simple. You just go on there. They have a whole team of virtual assistant ninjas that do everything for you. They set up the webinar on their platform. They set up a registration page. They set up an autoresponder. They set up a replay. They track all the analytics. They'll do everything you want them to do. You just Every time I go there, I just like, wait, do this, do that, change this. You know, they make all the changes like literally in seconds. The best customer service I ever had. Okay. And then once you have it on stealth, then you want to run a Facebook ad to that webinar. So you're not just dealing with like, you know, a crowd of people that are showing up on a designated date. You're actually running ads 24/7. Okay. So it's Facebook ads, Bing ads, whatever your target cold traffic source is. You want to constantly go into just sending traffic there. Okay. Of course, like I said, if you have an email list, you then go into the live event model. You get everyone on your email list to show up on a specific day and show it. And also what I do inside the 10X class, there is a email campaign called the 4-day cash machine. So I use a 4-day cash machine whenever I do any type of launch. If I'm sharing a webinar, if I'm sharing like a new promotion, if I just want to get a whole bunch of leads to wake up, I do it literally every quarter, every 3 months, I do a 4-day cash machine sequence. This is a brilliant sequence created by a smart internet marketer named Frank Kern. And he has been doing this for a while. And like every single industry does a 4-day cash machine whenever they want to get a ton of people from the email list to buy a product, to watch a webinar, or to set up a set of calls. Okay. So once you have the webinar, you're going to obviously automate it. That's like the top of the mountain, right? But also whenever you get people from social media, like on Facebook, you know, putting out videos on Facebook, putting out posts, sharing your clients' success stories, their testimonials, private message me, send me a message if you want to know more, right? So here is my simple funnel for that. So a person messages me, first thing I do, cool. So what are your fitness goals? Great. All right. So what do you feel is holding you back from achieving those goals? Cool. Awesome. So I would love to jump on a quick 10-minute call to see if or how I could help you. Would that work for you? Cool. 10-minute call. On the 10-minute call, I'm following that script exactly line by line by line. But instead of setting up the sales call, what I'm doing is setting up the desire for the webinar. So I actually have this really powerful presentation I did for a group of 30 busy moms, and it really shows the fastest way how to get the weight off. It shows how you have a problem with your leptin levels, you know, obviously making it specific to their goals. And here's some homework for you. I'm going to add some value to you. I'm going to help you out. Just do me a favor. Watch this 20-minute webinar, and you'll understand about your leptin levels and all the stuff that's out of your control that is making you overweight. And once you finish watching this, just get back to me, okay? So woman watches the webinar, goes from, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10. She's 1 or 2. 10 is ready to buy. She goes from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. More warmed up. Bam, she hits me back. I really love that webinar. I had no idea that leptin was making me fat. Holy cow. What can I do about this? You seem like you're the expert in this. No problemo. Hey, let's set up another call. This one will be a bit longer, and we'll get into a strategy. We'll get into a strategy on how we could reduce your leptin levels. And also, I understand that you're very busy. You're with your kids all the time. You don't have time to go to the gym. So I have a process where you don't have to go to the gym. You know, obviously speaking in their language, understanding their pains and their problems. And then on the strategy call, there are 6 or 7 already. They watched the webinar. That wonderful vehicle did a great job of building up my credibility, made them know, like, and trust me. So by the time I speak to them on the phone, it's an easy sale, okay? So at this point in time, I will not speak to a person unless they saw my webinar, even if they're like itching to buy, right? So it's the same thing. I get people who are itching to buy. They're ready to go, ready to rock and roll. But I'm like, hey, listen, there's a lot of stuff I'm going to explain on our strategy call that will be a little complex. It may not make sense to you. It's better that you watch this webinar to get familiar with my process and familiar with what I help you with before we speak. Because a webinar is a whole graphical 3D. They see, they understand. It hits every single learning style because people have different type of learning styles, whether it's visual, audio, kinesthetic. So it's really hitting on all those different levels because it's an interactive presentation. So I just know that by the time they watch that, it's a much smoother sales call. And once you add the webinar prior to your sales call, you'll see a significant ease in conversions. Okay. So that's that, right? We got the whole process down packed. I'm now going to open it up to any questions you guys have regarding the entire webinar process. So if you are in the chat on your computer, you could ask a question right there. Otherwise, it'll be difficult to tell how I could help you. But if you're on your computer, we're going to start with that. Type in the chat any question you have. And if the chat is empty, I'm going to go into the individual lines, okay? So questions regarding the webinar process. Going once, going twice. Okay, nothing in the chat room. So I see Chris, have you on a line if you are able to talk? Okay, Chris, great. So Chris, you have any questions regarding the webinar process, whether it's a template, whether it's a recording, whether it's the hosting or the launch? Okay. Anyone else have any? Okay, got a question over here. What happens if I launch my webinar and nobody hits a call to action? Very simple. You got to redo your webinar and understand that, like, you can't get so attached to the outcome of the webinar because it's all the test. There's so many things that go into play to nailing a webinar, right? So I want it to be in a place where I could make it as done for you as possible, giving you a high converting template, and also give you a step-by-step process to launch it out into the world to really test it very quickly. So just know that you'll never record a perfect webinar, right? I even get a lot of people who say to me, like, oh, I could hear the time when you're like sipping on some tea, or I could hear the time when you messed up or you cursed. Like, they love the authenticity. So I used to be like a perfectionist when I first did my webinars. Like, I had to be like perfect without any coughing, without any background noise. But people actually like it when it's more natural because it kind of feels like, hey, you just did it on the fly. This is how smart he is. You know, it's not as planned. One thing I found is more authenticity, even with like my videos, you know, the more I just do it in one shot, the better they are. I found the videos I take like 10 different takes to get it right. They don't do as well because I think, I guess people kind of see them as being too perfect. So it's the webinar the same way. So the best way to get a webinar out is imperfect action. Okay. So it's all about just getting it out there, testing it, seeing how it does, because you're never going to know unless people see it. So you just want to get it out there as much as possible. So know that, you know, if you're like Babe Ruth and get a home run every single time you do a webinar, I mean, that's like the 1%, right? Even the most professionals, even the guy who like created the first webinar, you know, he had to do it many, many times until he got it right. So just know that it's like a sales call, you know, like the first sales call I did, I failed miserably. Okay. So the whole point is like when you're doing it, know that each time it'll get better and better and better. Okay. Diane says, came in late, so I have to review the recording later. Okay. This one is basically just a recording of audio. So we're going to just get into just getting it out into the world, you know, the launching aspects. So it's purely just the audio. So you can listen to the recording on your phone or whatever. You don't have to be in front of a computer to listen to it. Okay. So main thing, I want to keep it brief. Of course, the old Mike Tyson analogy. Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face, okay? So launching your webinar out into the world is getting punched in the face, right? It's really showing you if it converts or if it doesn't convert. You got to look at it from a purely a test. It doesn't mean that you put the webinar out and nobody responds to it, that it sucks. No, it means you got to go back, work on the template, work on the audio first, then the slides second, and then get more and more conversions. But remember, this webinar is a lot easier because we're not selling on the webinar, right? Once you get this webinar to convert well, let's say you get 50% of people to fill out the WooFoo form, then your next step is to sell on the webinar, okay? Using the same template, instead of asking for a phone call, right? Once you master the phone call, you automate it, right? Down the line, you want to get into selling on the webinar, actually making an offer and having like a shopping cart link, right? I'm not sure if you ever bought anything on a webinar, but whenever you buy something from a webinar, they did a damn good job at it. And it's really good to basically study webinars. Like I said, when you go on clickbank.com, you go into marketplace, you type in your target market, fitness, dating, life coaching, and you sort it by the gravity, it'll show you all the high converting webinars and video sales letters. And those are making 20, 30 million a year individually. So when you see what they do to sell, you know that they're using some hardcore psychology to get a person to take money out of their wallet and put it into the webinar host. That requires a lot of persuasion, especially if it's on the spot, sight unseen. But it's all the same formula. Like I said, is developing a deep desire by triggering a person's pain, showing them that the cost of remaining where they are is far more expensive than investing in you to get them to the promised land. And most importantly, showing them that you care, showing them you're trustworthy, showing them that you have proof of your results, you know what you're talking about. And that's what webinars are for, you know? So like I said, it's a vehicle to just capture your essence in the purest form and to convert people, to get them to realize like, wow, this person knows their shit and they're going to get me to where I need to be. So simple as that. I'm going to close off here. We're at the 30-minute mark. If you came in late, make sure you listen to this workshop again, right? So most importantly, testing it first. Once you test it, make a live event. Once it's a live event, then you automate it. And once you automate it, then you send cold traffic to it. Okay, once a webinar is automated, you want to get as many people as possible. So then you can even go into the joint venture and 10X class. You go into the 10X class where it's the 40 cash machine. You know, joint ventures are saying like, hey, listen, I have a high converting webinar. And if you show it to your audience, we can make a percentage, right? So like when I have a high converting webinar, I look at, let's say people who have my busy mom. So I look at like a mommy blogger, you know, she just teaching them like mommy blog tips or whatever the case is. So, hey, I have an online weight loss company and I target busy moms. You have a whole mommy blog, busy mom, you know, group of women. Let's work on a deal. I will give you 25% of the sales from each of the people that watched a webinar and you just promote me to your list. Okay. When you have a high converting webinar, you have a vehicle that sells for you. And that's your opportunity to reach out to other people. Like I said, when you go to 10X class, it's your joint venture list, right? And then to do the same thing with emails, you want to go into the 40 cash machine. So then let's say if the mommy blogger says, okay, AJ, you can promote to my list. Then I set up a 40 cash machine, 4 emails, launching the webinar, building urgency, building desire. And then from that point on, gets them to watch it, gets them to convert. I give her 25% and I have a whole new group of clients that came in. But the webinar is a tool that's going to sell my program for me 24/7. So awesome, super duper excited. Can't wait till you launch out your webinars. You start testing them, getting people to convert and easing your sales process. All right. So let's take some imperfect action. Get those webinars out, get them out into the world. And remember, it's all a pyramid. Test first. Once you convert, then you automate. So test, convert, and automate. Easy as that. All right, I'm AJ. And any questions you have in regards to this, just hit me up, post them in the group, and I got your back.